So we're up to the Igros Kodesh, the Holy Letters. We're up to the volume 4 and letter Tuf Tuf Nun Beis, 852. This is dated on the 9th day of Teves, Tuf Shin Dala, Brooklyn, New York. And this was the end of saying Kaddish for the previous Rebbe. This is 11 months. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Maharish Shalita after the titles that the Rebbe sends him. It doesn't say here who the Mahari is, who it is. But here, the Rebbe says like this: I am attaching the pamphlet that came out for the 9th of Teves, which is the conclusion of the 11 months from the time of the passing of the Istalkus of my father-in-law, with all the titles, Harina Kaporos Mishkavoi. And just as in the previous pamphlets that I sent, that is on the under, for the purpose of giving it to others in the public and also your surrounding, especially. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe used the word zechus. Zechus means privilege, and to give the privilege to the others around them. The Rebbe says zechus also means to purify and to sort out, to refine. Through additional refinement, we add below additional lights from above, and we receive them in a good way. And as explained in the beginning of this kutrus, that one can say that after 11 months, there is a new type of order with the elevations of the neshama within Gan Eden itself. Just as there is to applies to those that after 11 months leave Gehenem and go to Gan Eden. Generally, the reason we say, the Rebbe doesn't say it here, but the reason we say Kaddish for 11 months is to benefit the soul. And if the soul has to go through some purification in purgatory, in Gehenem, so then the Kaddish that you're saying is for the benefit of the soul. But it says that the maximum amount of time for anybody to spend in purgatory, even if it is 12 months. That's the reason we only say for 11 months, because we don't want to say that the people, our loved ones, are there for 12 months, so we're just giving them the benefit of the doubt that it's maybe 11 months. And then we also have great tzaddikim who don't spend any time in purgatory. So, but by them there is different elevation within the Gan Eden, and then after 11 months they go up onto a higher level. But that's interesting what the Rebbe says, because the assumption is, since we're only saying for 11 months, that the maximum that they need to be in purgatory would be just 11 months. So the Rebbe says, so since there's a new elevation for the soul, so therefore, all those who are connected, who are tied, it's their obligation and it's their privilege to, for themselves, to be elevated from their own situation and their standing until this point, so that there should not be any weakness in that connection. Because if the Rebbe is higher up and you're still down, so the connection is a little bit of a more distance. So you got to be higher up too, go along together with the Rebbe, so you can be continue to be connected. And on the contrary, so how does one connect with the Rebbe? So it says my father-in-law Rebbe Kaporos Mishkavoi has articulated in many places. I'm also want to suggest that from this point and on till the Yortzeit, till Yud Shvat, which is another elevation that comes after 11 months. The next elevation comes within by the Yortzeit, because at that point the ideas of the day of the Istalkus, all the special on the Yortzeit and the day of passing, are renewed. So it's a special, another elevation. So everybody should make an effort without a vow. In the three lines we have the study of Torah and service, prayer, and also acts of kindness, gemilas chasadim. So number one, up to the yortzeh, you should finish the five chapter of Mishnayis. Mishnah is the letters as neshama, and there is five names that were called to the neshama: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. There are five different names. So you should study five chapters of Mishnayis, either orally or inside. And the best way would be to divide in such a manner the entire six orders of the Mishnah. And they can combine, you know, several shuls or various groups of Hasidim. So that is the part of study, what the Rebbe is suggesting. The number two, as far as prayer, the Rebbe says saying Tehillim every day, especially for this matter, so that you will finish until the Yortzeit the entire Tehillim one time. So you go cover the all of the Tehillim for once. And number three, to give every day up till the Yortzeit, so of course not on Shabbos, give tzedakah before davening or afterwards in small coins, the Alter Rebbe used to call them kashkashim. They cling, you know, they make, and to change the amount, not to give the exact from time to time, so it should not become a vow, because if you give the same amount, then it becomes a vow. And then later on to distribute it to various different tzedakas. In addition to all this, up till the Yortzeit, one should study orally and to engrave in his memory Maimorim of the teaching of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arina Kaporos Mishkovei, especially the Maimor of the day of the passing, the Maimor Bosi Legani, which is the pamphlet Ayin Dalet, either the entire thing or a portion of thereof, and through his teaching, will be by you. If you have it in your memory, even while you're occupied in worldly matters, you'll still have it, because that's in your brain, so that will become part of you. And it's understood that anybody who can add, there is additional blessing for him. I anticipate to be notified from the good results in all of the above. Now, the Rebbe makes a note, what happens if there's a leap year. The Rebbe said there may be an additional elevation in between, because by the end of 12 months, and then the Yortzeit is not till another month later, so you have another occasion. Obviously, it brings down in the footnote over here. This is an instruction. It brings down, comes from the previous Rebbe, has instructed some other people with some of the suggestions that the Rebbe is bringing here. Was from instructions. It looks like that the Alter Rebbe, that the previous Rebbe has instructed others, and the Rebbe is applying it, I guess, to him.